Welcome to Home Sweet Home, hosted by Leslie Lovell and sponsored by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll talk interior design, fashion, cooking, outdoor living, and so much more. Now, let's bring on the host. Here's Leslie Lovell.
Well, hello and good morning this gorgeous Wednesday morning to the Home Sweet Home Show at KLAV Talk Radio. And I am Leslie Lovell, your host, and our show is sponsored by Town Center Interior Design by Linda Piana, who is a piano coach. And today I want to welcome our very new sponsor, which is Climes Cleaning. And they are going to have a lovely commercial during the show, janitorial service. So nice. We want to thank the Climes family of workers and owners and for joining our show. I think you're going to love Home Sweet Home, and you've got a Facebook and LinkedIn and do everything with all your clients and friends and have them listen too, because it's a very fun show. And good morning, Linda.
Good morning. Good morning, Leslie. Good morning, everybody.
Yay, Linda's here. Yay. I always say that every time.
I'm here.
I know. It's so much fun.
No, I think all of our sponsors that we're starting to get are going to find a home here.
I think
they're just going to feel good.
Well, it is a good place. And, you know, once in a while, they can come on and talk about their business and how they got started. And
yeah.
That's always nice to hear. I'm always interested in finding out why people choose a certain profession, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's so many things you can do out there in the world. And, you know, how do they wind up in that spot? You know, I'm always curious about that. So today is kind of a cool day. We were going to talk about some articles we found in magazines that we really liked and we want to share with you. And I'm also going to talk about food, of course, which I always do.
Of course.
And interior design, which we pretty much always do.
Mm-hmm.
I did want to say, though, I went to Williams-Sonoma the last few days cooking.
Good, store.
Yeah, because we were talking about it last week. And Linda, you were telling us about Mr. Williams.
Mm-hmm.
But I did find some nice sauces for the holiday season, like, you know, the butternut squash stuff and, you know, things I can use for ravioli and prepared sauces, and they're usually pretty darn good. So I think I'm going to give it a roll. And some of the other products, actually, I bought two beautiful dishcloths there, dish towels,
aww,
not dish towels, that are gorgeous fall scenes. And they look so pretty in your kitchen, so I thought, those are really pretty for the price.
It's hard to go to Williams-Sonoma and not buy something.
It's really hard.
It's so beautiful.
I know. They have some. Just walking through the store gives you a really nice feeling. you feel autumn there because they have it decorated so beautifully. And, you know, it's just a nice little mall. That mall behind P.F. Chang's, you know, there in Boca Park on the corner of, Rampart and Charleston.
Right.
So it's a nice place
to visit. I normally go to the Green Valley. Ranch
just
one,
as
but
nice. Yeah.
And the district right next door is Pottery Barn, which is absolutely under the umbrella of Williams-Sonoma.
Yep.
What else do they have? West Elm.
West Elm, which is great. That's out in your area, not up in
Green Valley,
Summerlin area.
Do you ever decorate with that style?
Some of the things, I mean, a lot of it I can find in other places, but when I'm in a pinch, I go really fast through there like lightning, and I pull pillows, and I pull little chairs, and I pull little accessories, and I go through there like a bat out of you know where. So,
well, it's very modern at West Elm.
Rustic modern now, yeah.
And I that is not really my style, but I found the cutest thing that I decorated with last Christmas, and I'm going to pull them out again. They're actually doormats, and they're that rough material.
Oh, yeah. Seagrass?
Yes, it's like seagrass, but painted on the plain natural color is in black, the head of a moose. And
really?
It gives
cute.
It such a Christmassy feeling.
Doesn't it? Yeah, that's real holiday-ish. I like
it's very,
that's
with the Christmas fun. Tree, perfect.
Yeah. Well, you know, I like to do that. I like to go out to lunch during the season, even the fall season when Thanksgiving's just popping around and Halloween, and just go for lunch with a friend and then go for, you know, do some shopping, then stop for a hot cocoa and, you know, just spend the whole day just schmoozing around looking at decorations. I mean, I think it really gets you ready for the festiveness
it
of
really
the season.
Does.
It does. It makes you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you can throw in a nice little concert in between, that's always nice too. I'm always looking for productions of A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. So whoever knows that there's going to be, I saw one last year at the university, but if you, anybody wants to Google that for me and tell me if there's any productions Sue might do in our engineer, but let's find out if there's some productions that we can ask our girlfriends and boyfriends to go to, because that's always so festive. And maybe plan a little after dinner party at your house.
It's a great idea.
With some nice punch or something, hot
punch.
Every
single year, without fail, my parents come out to visit us from Florida, and my mom has to see The Messiah. She sang in it for years. I sang in it for years.
Wow.
And it is so beautiful.
It is beautiful.
The Messiah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So that's a thing, you know, to look for, too. And also the Nutcracker Suite.
The Nutcracker is always wonderful.
Yeah. So there's several things we can look forward to. Take our families, take our kids, our grandkids, whatever, to enjoy the holiday season. I always love to do a little dinner party after. You know, a late dinner where you do little tiny tidbits and then a nice hot punch, you know, kind of traditional. It's pretty.
I love that.
Decorate your table real nice.
And,
you know.
And of course, at my house, my mom plays piano. I play piano. We're always doing the carols, and it's so easy and fun. It's just so wonderful.
Well, I'm ready for one of those parties, aren't you?
We'll remind
going.
Everybody,
it's
yeah, at the end of November.
Yeah. It's almost better than, to me, like, it's almost better than rushing around trying to put Christmas dinner on the table because everybody's so frantic.
Right.
I find that out, even though I love, you know, being there with my family and friends. I always find that holiday season so frantic because we're wrapping gifts and getting things together, and we're always like all, as the Yiddish say, verklempt. You know, we don't know what's up and what's down. We're always running around like crazy people.
Well, okay, today's October 17th.
Yeah.
Start organizing it now.
Yeah, we have time.
I'm glad you mentioned Christmas because we should go ahead and
Find a nice time.
Organizing.
Yeah, some weekend where we can go do that. That will be fun. So whoever finds out about the Christmas Carol, where it's going to be, or Nutcracker Suite, if they could please call in and let me know. What are you showing me, Linda? Oh yeah, the display. That's right. Oh, I want to talk about Christmas decorations quick.
Okay, great.
Thank you for reminding me, Linda. I meant to last week. You know, it's funny because people think that they have tons of time in October. They go, it's tons of time. Well, these weeks fly by, literally, don't they?
They fly by faster than January, February, March altogether.
I know. It's like before you know it, it's like next week and the week after. It seems like when you and I get together to do the show, we were just here.
Right.
I always feel like we were just here.
I know.
And we're here again a week
I
later.
Know.
So here's the thing. I have always been a maniac for finding fabulous Christmas decorations. I mean, I dream about it every Christmas because I think, what are they going to come out with this year that's different or unusual? And I have to say, I've never seen more beautiful decorations than I've seen in the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, they're fabulous. And one of the places that you can get them locally, which you may or may not know about out there in Vegas land, is Ralph Jones Display.
I do. I know about it.
All right, girl.
It's not far from my house.
Isn't it gorgeous?
I'll tell you what
it's
I bought
Wonderland.
A couple of years ago, and then you tell me about their Christmas tree displays are to die for. They're
Aren't
better
they?
Than they're as good as any place in town.
Any department store.
And
yeah.
I decided 2 years ago, I don't always go out and buy new things because I have too much stuff anyway.
Yeah, we really do.
But I really wanted, for a change, I hadn't seen it anywhere, but I wanted that real foresty feeling, and I got a huge strand of really good quality green. All green
like
lights.
Like garland or?
No, all green lights to put on the green tree.
Oh.
It looks beautiful and
mainly
so
sparkly.
Calming. No, they're all those big old-fashioned bulbs.
Oh, the
like
bulbs,
this.
Like a teardrop almost.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're that big, and they're, you know, almost 2 inches. It looks great, and it was just an original idea, and everybody said, oh, I love your tree, you know. So, but you can't find that stuff at the regular places.
You really can't.
But Ralph Jones really does have wonderful
things. They do, and I love the way they treat us there, and I have a designer discount there because I do design, you know, clients' trees.
Now you tell me.
Yeah, I do clients' trees, and not every year, but some years I'll get more calls than others, and people will say, you know what, I want to put, I had one year I did a doctor's home who lived in California and here, but she wanted to have the whole family in Vegas for the holidays, and she called me, she said, Can you put two trees up in my house, two large trees? I have nothing. I have no decorations, no trees. I want my whole stair rail, you know, all garland and mm-hmm. lights and mm-hmm. beautiful ribbon running through. And
that must have been so much fun for you.
Oh, my God, girl, I was there two solid days. I was there one night till like 1 in the morning, and I crashed on her sofa. I just was so exhausted, and I got up like 5 hours later and finished the stairwell.
Good for you. But,
you know, it's such a beautiful thing to do.
I want to see photos.
Oh, I have photos of a lot of stuff I've done, but honestly, it is so beautiful to do that. I mean, it's just, and it puts you really in the spirit. So when I do the decorating myself, I always put carols on. And, you know, I always make hot cocoa for myself because it puts me in the mood
Absolutely.
To do a better job.
It does.
But anyway, so
Good.
Ralph Jones, it's downtown. Google it, Ralph Jones Display. It's open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
They're retailers and wholesalers. So if you do, you are a designer or an owner of a gift shop or whatever, you do get a discount there, mm-hmm. which is great.
I'll tell you where it is. It's right on Charleston near Fremont, where mm-hmm. Fremont and Boulder Highway
Very
meet.
Old area.
Very old, but, you know.
Yeah, you wouldn't expect it to be there.
It's very cool.
Very cool. And they are lovely in there. People are so very helpful. And you're going to be surprised out there when you see that the selection is overwhelming. I mean, it's beyond ridiculous. I mean, it really is. I'm in there for hours when I go in there. The last time I did a tree was last holiday season, and I did it in silver and blue because the client's home really lent itself to mm-hmm. that combination, and it was very modern because he was very modern. So it turned out great. But P.S., there was a surprise place to shop for Christmas decorations, and guess where it was last year?
A surprise?
A surprise store that I would never have guessed would have wonderful things.
Where?
Walmart. Girl, it was beautiful. They had Christmas decorations done in color categories.
Okay.
So everything yellow and everything green and everything blue and everything. I swear to you, I went nuts in there. I mean, I was like, oh, my God, look at this. Look at this.
I had no idea.
I bought a bunch of stuff. I really did. And I bought stuff as giveaways for things like networking groups. And I also bought stuff for gifts for my friends. So I wrapped beautiful decorations with a little mm-hmm. bit of hot cocoa and a cup in there.
Very
and,
sweet.
You know, it's so festive to do that.
It's really nice.
It's really nice.
Yeah, blue and silver. It's so calming.
Mm, beautiful.
And it can go with the different categories of religion, too, doesn't
can it?
Uh-huh.
I know. You know, it
Not necessarily be, Christmas, but also what, right. Hanukkah?
Hanukkah Bush, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people I know that are of the Jewish faith do use Christmas trees.
Right.
In fact, one of my friends that lives in my development has always had a Christmas tree. And she does hers the cutest you've ever seen. And it's kind of like all, it's tall, but it's all white branches. And there's no like, you know, like needles on it. It's just the branches. And she themes it every year. So one year she'll do like a reindeer theme. And another year she'll do like a Vegas theme with Christmas playing cards, and it's the cutest thing you've ever seen. So
that's
every
neat.
Year it has a new theme, and she has a ball with it, and she just loves it. So
artificial?
Yeah, but it's mm-hmm. got, like, its branches.
Mm-hmm.
So even though it sounds a little cold, because it's white and she's got the sparkly lights on it, mm-hmm. it doesn't look cold, because by the time you put all the branch, the ornaments on,
mm-hmm. right,
it's happening, girl.
Yeah.
It's really
it's so much fun.
You know what we should do one year? I mean, collectively, if we ever do a space that's public again, we should do an old-fashioned Christmas tree where you string the popcorn and you make your decorations and look up online like what the old Victorian people did. Like, they would cut Christmas cards out
mm-hmm.
and make them a decoration, like punch a hole through them and put a ribbon on it.
Right.
So last year's Christmas cards become this year's ornaments.
Yes.
Which is so pretty. It's so pretty.
Because they didn't have a Ralph Jones or whatever,
no.
or a Walmart.
But so what? What a great idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
And stringing popcorn is always fun.
They also strung, and I've done this, cranberries.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, before we started decorating, everybody had these candles, and it was like a terrible danger.
Yeah, fire. I know, thank God we have, you know, regular little lights now.
Yeah.
I'm so, you know, paranoid about that. Even though I know the tree won't burn down, I'm almost positive, but not perfectly. I never leave my tree plugged in when I leave the house.
No,
I always shut it off.
No, it's silly.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, I don't want to
unless you think
fate.
Santa Claus is going to come.
Yeah, I know.
Well, then you have to.
I always think he's coming. with the Mercedes. Remember that song, Santa Baby, that Eartha
yeah.
Kitt made?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I always pray for that, Santa.
That's so cute.
I know, really. That's a fun subject. Well, let's take a little break because we have a new sponsor now that we want to introduce. And we'll just break out for a few minutes. You're listening to Leslie Lovell and Linda Piana, Home Sweet Home, KLIV, 1230 a.m. on your dial. And you can listen online at KLIV1230AM.com. And we'll be right back.
If you're a beginning student, or if you're coming back to the piano to brush up on your skills, Linda Piana is the professional piano coach for you. If you want to play by ear or read music, whether you're a child, teen, or adult, Linda Piana will show you how to teach yourself to play.
Hi, I'm Linda Piana. I'd love to teach you the art of playing piano. All you need is a desire to play and time to practice your art. Please call me at 702-370-2377.
Learn the art of playing piano. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377. If you've got grime, call Climes, K-L-I-M-E-S, Climes Janitorial. Locally owned and operated, Climes Janitorial has been fighting grime for over 20 years using environmentally friendly products. And they're licensed, bonded, and insured. I spell clean, K-L-I-M-E-S, Climes Janitorial. Call 702-286-0422 or online at climesjanitorial.com. K-L-I-M-E-S, janitorial.com. Welcome back to Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back already. Gee, this day is going fast, Linda.
I know.
I mean, they just fly by. Anyway, I'm doing a job I want to talk about really, okay. really quick. And then you have a little thing that I'm really excited about hearing about. It's called Why Is Radio Still Alive?
And yeah. Live radio.
Live radio, yes. I really want to talk about that. But anyway, my little story about a project I'm working on now. I have this gorgeous book called Exotic Style.
Okay.
And the interiors in it. It's a hardcover book that I found years ago, and the interiors in it are just absolutely stunning. And I have a client that is coming in from another country, and they asked me to do kind of a Balinese contemporary feel of a home with maybe some rustic accents.
There
Gosh, the pictures in this book are to die for. And I sent them already to my client, and I know that she and her husband will find them wonderful. If you want to find this beautiful book called Exotic Style, it's you can look it up at rockpub.com, Rock. ROCK pub.com. And of course it's called Exotic Style, and it is just yummy. I mean, there's so many gorgeous pictures in here. It's going to blow your mind. Table settings and beautiful dining rooms and bedrooms. And the one bedroom I found was so dreamy. It had draperies coming from the bed, but it had a real Asian contemporary feel to it, but a little bit of the rusticness, which I find to be just so beautiful. You know, that little
Yes, with any style. Right, with any
right?
style, because it reminds you of your heritage.
I mean, it's just dreamy stuff.
Isn't that pretty?
I mean, just, you know, with the sheer curtains mm-hmm. around the bed. And of course, in the day, it was used for mosquito netting. But mm-hmm. in the United States, we use it for show.
And who would think to use that color? I can't even describe it.
Yeah,
it's gold.
It's totally like a golden color on the walls that we're looking at here. But some of the fireplaces have like altars on top of them. And on I mean, they're just beautiful.
They are.
So check this book out. I think you're going to find it very interesting. And the author is Sarah Bliss, S-A-R-A Bliss, B-L-I-S-S. She's a freelance journalist. And so you would go to www.rockpub.com for that lovely book. I think you'll enjoy it. The other thing is Linda is going to talk about the radio. So go ahead, Linda, take it away.
All right. Well, a couple of weeks ago, or I don't know how many, maybe 2 months ago, you were asking our listeners to call in or write in on Facebook what they thought of this subject. And you, your question is, why, after so many years and the invention of television and the internet, is radio still around? So I just, I thought it was a great idea. I researched a little bit. You could research endlessly, but I kind of went on this little path that really will bring it down home for us. So I read, first of all, that the world's most significant social media revolutions are the printing press, the telegraph and telephone, photography, sound, and movies, radio and television, and then the internet. So wow. Those five were the biggest revolutions of social media. Printing press, the written word, mass-produced, came about in the mid-1400s. Telegraph and telephone, which is messaging and voice transmitted, came about 200 years ago. Photography, sound, and movies, which is recorded media, came about and was invented about 150 years ago. Radio and television, with the airwaves, was invented collectively about 100 years ago. And I didn't really look up when the internet was invented, mm-hmm. but it was in the 80s or something like that. I don't remember.
I'm not sure.
Somebody call in and tell us.
Yeah.
Anyway, now we have the internet. So, for the first time, we have a social media above and beyond all of those other things I just mentioned, which supports not only groups, but conversation at the same time. This is a very interesting point. The previous mediums supported groups, but not conversation, or they supported conversation, but not groups. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Because let's choose telephone, perfect okay. example. You can talk to one person on the phone, but you can't broadcast it.
Oh.
And have everybody join in. So of all of these, the printing press, telegraph, telephone, anything, radio, TV, internet has done it all. And the neat thing that maybe you wouldn't necessarily think of is that all of these other mediums that we have now migrate and connect to the internet. Here's my punchline, including radio, right?
Yeah, insane,
and
huh?
here's the example. It goes right to the Home Sweet Home radio show. The example is, we say to our radio listeners, call in to the live show and talk to us, or find us on Facebook at Home Sweet Home and like us.
Right.
Or write a comment, or share our page with your friends. This is talk radio connecting with the internet, right?
Yeah, sure.
So that's kind of what I put together after I read a little bit of that. Listeners can see our posted photos that we put on Facebook.
Right.
They can like and comment on them. They can share our page with their friends, and listeners can listen to the show live or download a previously recorded show. Oh, thank you, Sue. Yeah, the internet was invented in 1982. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't
it's
like
not that old.
I didn't like computers at all when I first started in the 80s. But anyhow, yeah, now I can't live without them.
Oh, I know.
I bet there are some people who sleep with their computers.
I think they have a personal relationship that we don't probably want to talk about.
Yeah, yeah, we'll just, you know, cover that one up.
Skip right over
anyhow, that. Anyhow, the other point is that it doesn't have to be in real time that we're communicating now, because a listener can like our show. They could tell a friend in person,
mm-hmm.
or by email or on Facebook. That friend can go online a week later to hear the show. Or 2 months later, somebody else can listen in. And so
anywhere
it's
in the world.
So amazing,
yeah.
All over the world.
Yeah.
There are many, many tangents, you know, to this story. But I just thought that to relate those two
right.
would really make sense.
Right.
So the other point that you could talk about forever is that I read this, and it is very profound, that consumers who are listeners and readers now, because of the internet, are also producers. Think about it. You post a picture on the internet, a photo. We're commenting. We're sharing information. We're saying, you know what? I believe that live radio is, you know, the best medium, and, you know, talk to me about it. Call in.
Or write to me, yeah.
Yeah, or, you know.
Email me.
Yeah. And we haven't Facebook even gotten me. To the point of Twittering and all that.
No, there's so much.
There's so much to it, and it's always developing. So yeah. Anyway, so why do people still listen to the radio?
Mm-hmm.
Very simply, in my opinion, I can clean house and listen to the radio.
Yes.
I can focus visually when I pay bills, I cook, I eat, do my nails.
Yeah.
I try on all my blue jeans.
Oh, yeah, almost anything.
And the other point, and the very last point I want to make, is that radio is like a friend when we need someone there. We're in our room, our home. We're alone. It's quiet. We want to listen to something nice and good and beautiful music. So, yeah, that's about it. And when I remember when I moved to Las Vegas, I felt like I was still connected to the world because I was listening to NPR.
Sure. I love NPR.
So there you go.
It's the best. I know. You know, when you were just finishing up this story, do you know what thought came to my head? There's always something going through there,
mm-hmm.
Linda. It's it's a zoo up there. I was thinking about that scene when Al Pacino and Michelle Pfeiffer did Frankie and Johnny, and he called in when they were having an argument.
Uh-huh.
She wanted to break up with him, uh-huh. and he calls into the radio station, and he says, "Would you please play Clair de Lune again by Debussy?" Because the first time he played it, they weren't really listening, and the second time, I'm getting chills telling you this.
Me too.
It meant something so big, and the radio host said, "Listen, I don't, you know... Yeah, sure, you're Frankie and Johnny out there." He didn't believe it, and he said, you know, crazy lovers and all this stuff, but I'm feeling in a good mood tonight. I'll play the song. So while the whole song is playing, she finally comes out of the bathroom with a bathrobe on, hands him a bathrobe, hands him a toothbrush, and the two of them sit by the window and brush their teeth together while Clair de Lune is playing.
So sweet.
So they kind of get back together. But what a sweet scene.
I know.
And it's about the radio and it's calling
radio.
In and saying, could you please play that song because it was so wonderful and I have to have it. I mean, it means everything to me.
There you go.
Can you imagine
uh-huh.
that?
Yep.
I mean, it just brought that all to me while you... So that was a really good report. Thank you. So if you want to call in and talk to us about the radio, we have a call-in number locally is 731-1230 in Las Vegas. But if you're out of town listening and you want to just comment on what Linda just reported on, it's 866-820-5528. And we sure love the radio.
Mm-hmm. We love it.
I know. We do. We're going to break a little bit, Sue. You know, we're trying to do it every 15 minutes now because we have a new sponsor and... We like to give ourselves some time to talk about our businesses. So we're going to take a break. We have tons to talk about when we come back. We're all excited. So please come back to Home Sweet Home with Leslie Lovell and Linda Piana. And we'll be back in a minute.
If you've got grime... Call Climes, K-L-I-M-E-S, Climes Janitorial. Locally owned and operated, Climes Janitorial has been fighting grime for over 20 years using environmentally friendly products. And they're licensed, bonded, and insured. I spell clean, K-L-I-M-E-S, Climes Janitorial. Call 702-286-0422 or online at climesjanitorial.com. K-L-I-M-E-S, janitorial.com.
I'm Leslie Lovell, host of the Home Sweet Home Show and owner of Town Center Interior Design. It's the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holiday season. Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Have you thought about some new window treatments or new carpeting or flooring? Maybe a fresh coat of paint with an exciting new color? How about some new accessorizing for your home? I'll tell you all about the latest trends in interior design and put a fresh face on your home for the holidays. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com or call our office at 702-242-2395 for a complimentary interior design consultation. 702-242-2395. Happy decorating!
You're listening to Home Sweet Home, hosted by Leslie Lovell and brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Home Sweet Home continues. Here again, Leslie Lovell.
We're back, Linda. We're back at Home Sweet Home on KLAV 1230am.com if you want to listen. And we also have our shows archived on VegasAllNetRadio.com. So you can go and listen to any of our past shows, which are a lot of fun. A lot of great tips on decorating, cooking, household hints, I mean, living style, fashion. I mean, it's so jam-packed with information. And also, we have a Facebook page. It's Facebook.com/HomeSweetHomeRadio.com. And you can like us there or comment on the show or give us some ideas about what you'd like us to talk about and post on the radio.
And share the page with a friend.
Yeah, share it with a friend and get them listening too, because it's a lot of fun. Sue looked up for us, our sound engineer, what happenings are coming up for the Christmas season. So if you are listening out there, these are some good things you can take your family to or friends. One is the Nutcracker, and it's going to be at the ballet at the Smith Center, and the dates are December 15, 16, 21, 22, and 23. So the Nutcracker at the Smith Center. So just Google the Smith Center, and they'll give you the shows for the upcoming holiday season. And then another wonderful one, Mannheim Steamroller.
Love it, love it.
Yes, at the Palazzo Theater on the Strip. And that will be from November 20th to December 30th. So that is a perfect holiday thing. You could go for the holiday season. You could go the 24th or the 25th, take your kiddies or take your, you know, your significant other or whatever. And that could be a lot of fun.
If you haven't heard Mannheim Steamroller,
oh, they're wonderful.
They take Christmas carols and just stretch them out and turn them upside down with the most fabulous orchestra and different voicings. I mean, big tubas and everything you can imagine.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. I love it.
I can't even put it into a category.
Me
I couldn't
either.
Even say it's modern. I couldn't say it's classical. It's just, it's so uplifting. It's so much fun.
It's their own their own deal. And if we Google it, we'll probably find out what they call it. I mean, okay. if they've given it a name per se.
I'll find out for us.
Yeah. Oh, good, Linda. Then one of my favorites, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra will be at the Orleans on December 2nd, which is fabulous, because I've seen them before, and guys, that is a lovely, lovely show.
Tell us
about it. They're just amazing. I mean, just
are
Google
they from
it.
Siberia?
Are they, Sue? Are they? No, I don't think they are, but Google it, and there's a story about them, because okay. I know I've Googled it before, but I think one of my commercials has some of their music on it. But it's just so beautiful to listen to that. So if we don't see any postings for the Christmas Carol as yet. If I do see anything, I'll certainly let you guys know, because I'll definitely be buying a ticket for that. Even if I go by myself, I don't care. I just love the story.
Don't worry, Leslie, I'll go with
you. Oh, you will? Okay. I love the story so much.
I mean, too.
I don't care who's doing it. I don't compare the Scrooges or, you know, the Bob Cratchits. I don't care. They all do a great job, and whether it's live or the movies or, you know, everybody says, oh, what's your favorite movie about the Christmas Carol? So many actors have done it. Alistair Sims did it, and what's his name? George C. Scott did it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there was so many versions. Of Jim, not was it Jim Carrey? Yeah, he did like a Disney thing, I think. Yeah, Trans-Siberian. Oh. We just got a note from our engineer. Trans-Siberian is Christmas on 80s rock. All right, Sue, you go, girl.
Okay.
But yeah, that's cool. But I'm just saying, there's just so many wonderful things you guys can do for the holidays. And you know what else I love, and I say it every year, is the Ethel M. Chocolate Factory has their Christmas lights display out there.
It's so phenomenal.
Oh, please Google that, you guys, because I went last year with Seth, and we had hot cocoa, and we walked around. And just to be in that environment is so festive.
I'm getting excited now.
Aren't you?
Yes, I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah.
But I've been there before, and it's very, very beautiful.
Isn't it? And a good thing to do during the holiday season, whether it's for Thanksgiving or for Christmas, is to go to the conservatory at the Bellagio.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
But our advice from the locals, okay, if you're not local, I don't know, but for the locals, Definitely go on a day when it's not really crowded, because the weekends, you know, are jam-packed and you can hardly move around in there. But if you pick like a Tuesday morning or Wednesday morning, like early, like around 10 o'clock, and then go to breakfast, I'm telling you, it's great. And you can kind of walk through with more ease because it's during the week and you don't have so many people around. You can get to take some photos of your friends with, you know, in front of displays.
I don't know if you've seen it, but the Palazzo also and the Venetian.
Lovely.
They're doing things like that too.
Really?
And it's so wonderful to take photos.
Isn't it beautiful?
So beautiful.
I know.
All fresh flowers.
Isn't that nice? So I'll do that too. I'll do the rounds one day. Palazzo, the Venetian, and the conservatory over at the Bellagio. It's a lovely day out.
I would spread it out. Oh, wow.
Yeah, spread it out. It's a lovely day out. And, you know, I do know that the Venetian, if you look it up, I think the Venetian also has Christmas carolers.
Oh.
At certain times.
Okay.
So they probably will give you the dates when they, because they, you know, they have the opera singers all the time that
strum the
mall. Yeah.
The gondolas.
Yeah. And but they also have opera singers that walk around the St. Mark's Square there at the Venetian Hotel, and they sing operatic songs. Yeah. So I think if they do Christmas carols at this time of year, which is coming up. Which is really going to be nice. God, we talk all day about Christmas, couldn't we? I know. So that's a lot of fun. And then we'll definitely have some recipes. I am definitely going to post my mother's, and this is a secret recipe, but not anymore after I post it.
Really?
I'm going to post her pumpkin bread recipe, homemade. It's the best pumpkin bread I've ever had in my life. And, you know, just to test my mom. Of course, after she passed away, I would never do it when she was alive. Mm-hmm. But I would try
because
other
ones. Because
she'd kill you. Yeah, she'd have to kill me. But I would test other ones to see if they were as good as my mom's. They never were. And I was like, darn, I was like looking for something that was like right up there, you know. But honestly, I haven't found one. So I'm going to make it to bring it in to let the studio taste it so they can comment. But I'm also going to post it. And that'll be a good thing because you could start making your pumpkin breads. And I freeze them.
Perfect.
You know, because I take them out, you know, a few days before Thanksgiving and then a few days before Christmas. And
do you
then
put
I
icing
them
on them?
I don't,
no.
Because we serve them with the meal.
Okay.
But you can do that.
You can make
a little darling little icing and glaze it if you want to. And there's a million glazes
out
there.
After you take it out of the freezer.
Yeah, after you take it out of the freezer. But, yeah, I wouldn't glaze it and then put it in the freezer.
Right.
That doesn't
work.
But, yeah, isn't that nice? So you can have your little – and pumpkin cookies are great. I have a good recipe for those.
Mm-hmm.
Those are wonderful, too. I mean, it's a great time of year for that. And pumpkin cookies, you can make like gingerbread men shapes, and you can put little faces on them for the kids if you have, you know, nieces or nephews or grandkids. I mean, kids. It's fun, huh?
It's very festive.
I know. We wrap them in little cellophane with a red ribbon.
We've got to get off the subject, but I'll say one more thing about food and Christmas. My parents have a tradition of making a fruit salad. And they take every fruit that they can get their hands on and chop it up and put it all together with you know, walnuts.
Oh, that's good.
And continuously eat it until it's gone and then make another huge jar full.
It's so good, though, for you. What a great
little
snack.
Good.
You know, and you can make pancakes for breakfast and then eat the fruit on the side or whatever. And that's a nice little meal for the holidays.
We'll just have to continue the subject next week.
I'm going to go to a brunch. I'm getting hungry. But I do have to talk about some products I found, Linda.
Okay.
This is good. I one day was going through the freezer section at Smith's, and it's near the Jewish section where they have all the Jewish frozen things, like, you know, potato pancakes. Yeah, kosher stuff, like potato pancakes and all that.
Nice.
And I found this brand of soups called Tabachnik, and it's kind of a weird name, but it's spelled T's and Tom, A, B as in boy, A-C-H-N-I-C-K, soups. And it's in the freezer section, and they're in pouches, and then you just put them in boiling water. The thing I love about them is their flavors are lovely, and they have many kinds. And one is tomato and rice, another is wilderness rice, and then they have a pea soup, et cetera, et cetera. They have many kinds. And the thing I like is that they don't add salt. So if you're on a no or low sodium diet, you could add your own salt to taste instead of, you know, some of these soups you pick up, they're full of sodium. And it's so bad for you. Whether you're young or old, it retains water. It's bad for high blood pressure.
That's good.
Yeah, so Tabachnik soups in the freezer section. And then I always look at labels. I'm really aware of that now since we have the show, because I want to tell people the best products I think are healthy out there. And The Progresso brand has always been very popular, but now they make a reduced sodium soup.
Good.
And that's canned, though. Mm-hmm. And there's a minestrone that's pretty darn good.
I know it's good.
It's pretty darn good.
Is it reduced
good.
Salt also?
Yes.
Good.
It's low sodium. So when you go look at the Progresso soups on the aisle, look for the low sodium ones. Honestly, I think the frozen are healthier to me, but that's me. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you could do it whatever way you want, but try those two products.
No, we've been eating canned food. Foods
right.
for decades or centuries. I don't know. I don't know when it was invented.
A long time. Decades.
And no, I don't think there's anything wrong with canned.
No.
But it just has to be the right ingredients.
Yeah.
No preservatives. I won't eat preservatives.
I know. Well, you know, if you make your own soup, which I know you do, we can also freeze that.
Yes.
And we can take that out in intervals and put it in smaller bags if you're only feeding yourself. You don't have to freeze a whole giant gallon of it. You know what I mean? You could split it up in sections.
Yeah, I do that all the time because I only want a small amount. And it takes too long it's a big, huge container.
To thaw it out.
To thaw it out, right.
I do that with spaghetti sauce, too.
I just did that this morning. Yeah, like I had to because it's like, when am I going to use this?
I do that, too. And, you know, if you're making, say you're making a veal parmesan, you have a little bit for that, or an eggplant dish, and then you have some for that, or you want to just make a little tiny bit of pasta for yourself one night. Mm-hmm. You have a little bit. I like that, breaking it up
too.
In smaller. You just need a lot of
freezer. Oh, guess what I heard on the radio?
What is that?
The new portion for pasta. You're going to be mad.
Size of your pinky?
A half a cup is one serving size.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Oh, that's so sad.
Isn't that sad?
I'm never going to make it.
Italians did not make up that rule.
No, they did not. I mean, pasta is
I heard that.
I know. Well, you know, in our family, we always eat salad last at the end of the meal. And everybody always asks me that. Why do you serve the salad last? And they say
very European.
Digestion. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I think the Americans, when they eat the salad first and then you have pasta, I think it makes you eat less pasta if you have a pasta dish. Like, you're filling up on some salad first, you know?
Right, but if you do the portions, I do love that pasta first, salad next.
You do?
You know, because your stomach is comforted and even coated, sort of.
Right.
And then you can have a spicy little, you know, antipasto.
Right. Right.
You know, to go along. I love that idea.
Oh, yeah. It's a good idea. Well, I want to talk about these little skewer things. Oh, okay. These are so cute.
Oh, is that what you're going to serve us at that late
skewers.
Night party Christmas time? I'll take one.
I know. They're adorable. They have these little tiny mozzarella. That's how you say mozzarella. And they're little tiny round ones. And they're like the size of a gumball. And they have them in, I find them at Smith's in the cheese section there by the deli all the time.
In a container with liquid, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's in water.
Yeah.
And they just look like a little gumball, but white, of course. And you can use those on toothpick skewers very easily with a little bit of prosciutto and a little piece of melon.
Love it.
Oh, my God.
I
love it. So
perfect.
You put, first you put the melon, then you put the prosciutto, and then you put the mozzarella.
And what if you have a little bit of the sticker left?
oh, well, you add another bit of little mozzarella. That's how my grandfather used to talk.
I love it.
Oh, Dolly, he used to call me, first you do this, and then you do that. I got to tell you the M&M's.
That's funny.
You guys are going to crack up. He was about 120 years old when I was 5.
Oh,
so
yeah. Okay.
We're sitting in the living room one day, and it's raining outside so bad. And
your grandfather.
Okay. And I'm on his lap, and I'm looking at the window. I have this memory when I was about 5. And, you know, he's bouncing me on his knee, and we're talking, and he's teasing me. He's a really cute man. Little old Italian man. Hardly could speak English, but what he did say was funny as heck. So anyway, he says to me, you know, Grandpa has a bag of M&M's. I said, oh, okay, good, because I like M&M's. This is good. So he says, and here's how we split them up. So he takes all the M&M's out. He puts them on a paper towel, and he opens the little brown bag. Remember those little tiny brown bags we had? It wasn't
candy,
like this monstrous bag that we get now, right? So he opens up the bag, and he starts doling them out. And I'm sitting on this side, and he's sitting on this side. So he says, okay, here's how it works, Dali. One for you, one for me. one for you, two for me. One for you, three for me. I said, hey, wait a minute.
You're five.
Something's wrong with this picture.
You're 5 years old.
I know, and that's what I remember about it, the Italian.
That's funny.
The Italian
one
accent.
For you.
One for
one
you.
For, how one do I
for
sound?
You. Good. One for you.
One for you.
Everything has an A on it. One, two, three. It's so cute. Those are the stories that make your life. You know, you just don't forget stuff
so
like
cute.
That.
So cute. He know, called you Dolly?
Dolly.
Sweet.
Never call me by my name. So I go, Dolly, Dolly. So anyway, so adorable. We need. I think we need to take a break. We only have one more quarter left to the
okay.
show. This is a great show. Okay, so you're with Leslie, the Italian Leslie Lovell, and Linda Piana, the gorgeous redhead. And we are...
I'm very Irish and Scottish, and too, very, by the way.
You're the other half,
yep.
So the higher half. And we are listening to Home Sweet Home on KLAV Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
If you've got grime, call Klimes, K-L-I-M-E-S, Klimes Janitorial. Locally owned and operated, Klimes Janitorial has been fighting grime for over 20 years using environmentally friendly products. And they're licensed, bonded, and insured. I spell clean, K-L-I-M-E-S, Klimes Janitorial. Call 702-286-0422 or online at KlimesJanitorial.com, K-L-I-M-E-S, Janitorial.com. If you're a beginning student, or if you're coming back to the piano to brush up on your skills, Linda Piana is the professional piano coach for you. If you want to play by ear or read music, whether you're a child, teen, or adult, Linda Piana will show you how to teach yourself to play.
Hi, I'm Linda Piana. I'd love to teach you the art of playing piano. All you need is a desire to play and time to practice your art. Please call me at 702-370-2377.
Learn the art of playing piano. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377.
I'm Leslie Lovell, host of the Home Sweet Home Show and owner of Town Center Interior Design. It's the perfect time to spruce up your home for the holiday season. Thanksgiving is just around the corner. Have you thought about some new window treatments or new carpeting or flooring? Maybe a fresh coat of paint with an exciting new color? How about some new accessorizing for your home? I'll tell you all about the latest trends in interior design and put a fresh face on your home for the holidays. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com or call our office at 702-242-2395 for a complimentary interior design consultation. 702-242-2395. Happy decorating!
Home is where the heart is. And this is Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back at Home Sweet Home. Wow, we got a bunch of phone calls while we're on a
yeah,
break.
Hi, everybody.
Yeah, that's good. Thank you. We got a call from a gentleman that said that tabachnik soups were made in New Jersey. So that's good. I'm glad they're in the United States. They come from Jersey, and I love them. So go out there and buy some tabachnik when you think of buying some soup and warm your heart for the holiday season.
And somebody else called in and said where
yes.
it's produced.
In New Jersey.
Okay, good.
Yeah, New Jersey. And Helen called in, and she said, where do you buy tabachnik soup? And I'm buying mine in Smith's.
Okay.
I think Vons has it, too, but locally you can call Smith's and ask them if they carry them. You know, they'll always tell you and how many kinds they carry. Because
good.
Our Smith's up here, and I'm on Hualalapai and Tropicana.
Mm-hmm.
And they have several varieties.
Good.
And I'm in love with them. And I will tell you, though, don't expect to taste salt in them. You're going to have to add your own salt if you want that flavor or pepper or whatever. But the beauty part of it is they don't load it up with sodium. So that's the point I was trying to make.
Great.
Okay. So thank you, callers, for calling in. Linda, you had a question for me.
Well, this is a design question.
Okay.
Can I use my dining nook for anything other than a table and four chairs?
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing about that. Some people have really big bars, counters in the kitchen.
A lot of
they
people
can put,
do.
Yeah, a lot of bar stools. In fact, I have some friends that have as many as five bar stools. And there's only a couple or two or three people in the house. I don't know why you need all that dining space, because you have a formal dining room that they have in the house. Then they have the kitchen nook, which seats, and then they have the counter bar with more bar stools. It really is redundant. So in your little nook area, if it's healthy enough, you can do some really fun stuff. If it has windows in it as opposed to a sliding door or French, you can put in a little window seat and make it look like a little bed type situation, almost like mm-hmm. you could like self a bed where you can lie down in your window seat and read in the mm-hmm. sunlight if you want.
Oh,
and
good
put
idea.
Some beautiful shades on the window. Mm-hmm. Lots of fun throw pillows, all different kinds. You know, it's a great place to cozy up with a nice glass of wine or a hot cocoa, especially with a nice Afghan thrown over there, a little magazine rack on the floor. That's always a great idea. Or I've done this many times for clients, I'll take two cozy club chairs and an ottoman with a tray on it and just make it a little reading area and put a floor lamp behind one of the chairs.
Okay.
It is so pretty. If you have a chandelier in that area, don't use the chandelier. Cap it off, paint over it, and you just use floor lamps behind each club chair. Mm-hmm. You don't need that chandelier there if there's nothing below it.
Right.
You know, there's no table.
Right. You can just say, what do I need personally?
Exactly.
You know, it all boils down to, what is my living style and mm-hmm. what do I need? And that would be a love. I like the idea of the reading nook.
Don't you like that? It's such a pretty idea. And, you know, if you build window seats, which I've done for people for years, I always put storage underneath.
Perfect.
Because you could store tablecloths and extra china and pans.
Or your
and
magazines.
Magazines and knitting stuff and crocheting stuff. I mean, you have no idea what you can put under there. And you can either flip the top seats up so you could pull it, you know, just pop the top seat. Or you could have doors on the front or sliding doors on the front. Or drawers.
Drawers.
Anything. I mean, it works great. Now, one thing I want to do tell you also about a cushion for a window seat is that it has to have what's called a cushion well, which means it has to be able to pop in a little space so that it doesn't slide off
right.
the top.
Yes.
And that's called a cushion well. So you're giving it a little bit of a, like an apron or a border around the mm-hmm. cushion so it doesn't slide off. And the cushion always comes higher than the border or the well mm-hmm. so that, you know, you don't hurt your legs on it if you sit on it.
Right. Oh, absolutely. So yeah.
That's good to know.
And, it is good.
And it's so pretty to do. It's not expensive. People think it's very expensive. If you're really handy at home, you can probably build one yourself. And paint it a beautiful color. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to have a carpenter come in. I mean, if you are handy with woodworking.
And even with that lip to hold the cushion in.
Right.
You could still have an opening that you just lift up.
Yeah.
Okay. That would
hinge it. You can
That'd
hinge
be perfect.
It. And line it inside. You know, paint it nice inside and maybe put fabric on the bottom. So whatever you put in there doesn't get pulled or scratched from wood. Make sure your wood is nice. Aren't they nice? And especially in a bay window, they're mm-hmm. beautiful because you can angle it in, which to me is just. And then to put a beautiful Roman shade or straw roll-ups or, mm-hmm. you know, isn't that a pretty look?
Yes, I like it.
And then maybe hang a plant somewhere or, you know, a big fern or. I know it sounds 60s, but I don't care.
It's beachy.
It's a great look.
It's relaxed. It's, you know, even mountain cabin.
Isn't it wonderful?
I love it.
I know. That's a great look. We are out of time. Can you believe it? We are out of time. But, you know, think about holiday things that we can do out there. If you have ideas, please Facebook.com/homesweethomeradio.com.
Right. Or let's break out that conversation.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Let's get the conversation going. LeslieALevel@gmail.com. So, you know, write in, call in, do what you can to let me know, you know, that there's things to do out there that we forgot to mention or didn't mention. So have a great work week. Enjoy this beautiful fall weather. Save your autumn leaves. Press them for next year, right? For
right.
the album. And you're listening to Leslie Lovell, Linda Piana. Thank you to our new sponsor and Climbs. And we will be back next Wednesday at 11 to have a great new show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody. Take care.
All right. We'll see you next week. Have a great one. Bye.